Radio Africa, the show that inspires you to improve your health, educates you on health and nutrition issues. We offer practical tips on daily living so you can have better health. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, a doctor in nutritional sciences, talking to you from the city in the sun, Nairobi, Kenya. Joining me in another episode of Health Talk Radio Africa. It's been a really great day and interesting one too. A close relative came to my office requesting help with her blood pressure. Earlier in the day, her doctor had given her an ultimatum to lower her salt intake and get her blood pressure under control. So today's episode is inspired by this story. It is on the silent killer called blood pressure. Blood pressure is called a silent killer because a person cannot feel the physical effects of blood pressure. There are no symptoms. So why is blood pressure so dangerous? Well, high blood pressure forces the heart to work harder to pump the blood throughout the body. And this weakens the heart muscle, increases the risk of irregular heartbeat, and can even bring about heart failure and sudden death. Even worse, high blood pressure causes stroke and kidney failure in a high number of people. To help my relative, we began by going to the supermarket, and I'll call this one the supermarket tour. We visited each and every section of the supermarket. This was just to help her identify the hidden sources of salt. I know as an African society, we consume so much hidden sources of salt. The secret to controlling blood pressure is to recognize the hidden sources of salt. And these hidden sources of salt are found virtually in every section of the supermarket. The key is to avoid the foods that have got hidden sources of salt. So let's go to the bread section and the snack section of the supermarket. The hidden sources of food or salt in this section are found in the regular bread, or let's just say the baked products made with baking powder or baking soda. And you'd be surprised, things like cakes, cookies, cupcakes, muffins. And the reason is baking soda or baking powder has sodium bicarbonate. And the word sodium indicates that it is a source of sodium or salt. Other items that you should avoid in this section of the supermarket are commercially prepared rice or even regular bread. So what can you buy from the bread and snack section that doesn't have salt? There is so much, you'd be surprised. You can buy just plain good old rice, pasta, macaroni, or any uncooked raw popcorn, and you make these things at home. Even the staples that we eat at home, like maize meal, cassava flour, even I saw sweet potato flour. So as long as it does say that it does not have any salt in it, that is a good safe item to buy. Then with my relative, we moved to the canned section where all the cans jars of fruits and vegetables. And I taught her how to recognize the hidden sources of salt in this canned section. In general, it is really vegetables canned in salt or brine. The can will say canned in salt or brine. And vegetables seasoned with ham, bacon or salt, pork, have really got lots of salt in them. All canned meats and chicken and hot dogs found in this section, it's best to avoid. Even canned fish, such as sardines, canned tuna, all of those are usually canned in salt or brine. If the label says low salt, then I would still avoid it because it is still a high source of salt if you have high blood pressure. Another thing to avoid in this section is all pickled food. Again, all pickled food, such as pickled vegetables, cucumbers, courgettes, sauerkraut, those are all canned or pickled with salt in them. It's best to get your frozen vegetables or fresh vegetables from the different sections in the supermarket, such as the fresh fruit and vegetable area. You can also buy canned fruit or fruit juices. Canned fruit or fruit juices are not usually canned or processed with salt. Let's talk about specifically the tomato-based products that you will find in the canned section of the supermarket. Tomato sauce, tomato juice, canned tomato, ketchup are really high sources of hidden salt, and it's not a good idea to even buy one. Another thing you may not think about it is pizza. You will buy canned tomatoes and then take it home go make pizza, or you'll go to a pizza restaurant. That is a good big source of salt. Let's go to the deli section with different sandwich meats and cheeses. This is a section where you'll find all sorts of pink luncheon meat, such as smoked or salt or cured meat, ham, salami, pastrami, corned beef. All these luncheon meats are really high sources of hidden salt. Another source of hidden salt is the processed cheese or cheese spreads that you will find in this section. So what can you buy from the deli that is not really high in salt? There are some cheeses that are labeled low sodium cheese, but be careful, some cheese is not labeled at all. So for people with high blood pressure, I always recommend just avoid the deli section altogether. And then let's go to the refrigerated section. The hidden sources of salt are also the pink colored meat that you will find there. The sausages, the hot dog, the bacon, the frankfurters. And I'm always asked, what can you buy from the refrigerated section? Well, if it's a whole chicken that has just been frozen, then you can take it. But usually, I usually just recommend avoid all these foods together. The sausages, the frankfurters, bacon or hot dogs, they're all processed with monosodium glutamate, which is a really concentrated source of hidden salt. And you may not think about it, but it really is a high source of hidden salt. Let's move to the frozen section of the supermarket. And here is where you'll find really nice packaged things like marinated beef or chicken pieces, or breaded meat and chicken, frozen pies. Again, this is where you could say it's form of a processed meat section. And again, it is packaged and processed with salt in it. And you may not really think about it, but it is really a very high source of high salt. So I usually recommend, if you want to buy meat or chicken, go to the butchery section of the supermarket and get yourself some fresh meat, some chicken or fish, and cook it at home. We'll talk about cooking in just a few minutes, but just go get your fresh meat and chicken, fish, rather than buy the marinated, the breaded meat and chicken with breadcrumbs. There's usually a lot of salt added to it. Let's go to the fats and oil section of the supermarket. This is a very tricky area. And also, let's take margarine, for example. If you use margarine or salad dressing, use it very sparingly. Most of our African countries, we have few policies that regulate the lowering of salt during food processing. And this includes the fats and the oils that we use for cooking. So it is best to eat food as close to its natural state as possible and use very little oil during cooking. Yes, that margarine that you put on your bread, if you look at the label, it has salt in it. And if you're a person who's got severe high blood pressure, then you may not realize that using margarine with salt in it is actually making your blood pressure even worse. So that's why I'm recommending you use very, and I really emphasize the word very, little or sparingly. Let's go to the condiment section, where you will have your jams and your peanut butter. This is another place to avoid. Avoid the salted peanut butter or even the canned or packaged and dried soup. Yes, go get ingredients for your soup and make your soup from scratch. This canned soup or packaged soup or dried soups have a lot of salt. You can literally taste it as soon as you finish making them. Try to buy a low sodium or salt-free peanut butter. We, as African countries, we are importing a lot of food from the developed nations. And one of the things that is beginning to show up in our marketplaces is salt-free peanut butter. And so you may try to get that, but be warned, if it just says low sodium peanut butter, it still has some salt and it may be higher than what your doctor recommends for you. Avoid the gravy mixes or the canned gravy. Another place that we are going to talk about is the spice section. Yes, the spice section of the supermarket. This is the biggest trap for all of us African families. There are hidden sources of salt, especially in the spices that were added salt. I repeat that there are spices with added salt, and there are so many brands. I will not mention the brands, but it's easy to recognize them. It will say chicken flavored something, And if you look at the label, the first ingredient there is salt with a little bit of flavoring. Another thing to avoid here are the stock cubes, the bouillon cubes. Those ones also, if you look at the first ingredient on the label, it is salt. So you just get buying flavored salt. Meat tenderizers is another issue. Flavoring sauces like barbecue sauce and steak sauce, chili sauce and ketchup all have got really high amounts of salt in it. So please, please just avoid all this. Most of the African households, the spice section is the place that does the most damage to a person suffering from blood pressure. And as I said earlier, in Africa, there's a trend to use these spices with added salt. But there's so much more you can buy from the spice section of the supermarket. Just to name a few, vinegar. And there's herbs. With my relative and myself, we counted over 30 spices and herbs in the supermarket aisle. And these are spices and herbs that are not added salt. A well-stocked supermarket will have more than 20 different herbs and spices. Now, spices without salt can include, but not limited to, I want to say that, curry powder, coriander, paprika, oregano, thyme, dill, black pepper. In essence, you can have several different spices for each day of the week and not get bored. You want flavor in your food, so go on a spice journey. Fresh herbs from the supermarket, you can have mixed herbs, garlic, cloves, parsley, dania, bay leaves, among others. Can you believe that? These are fresh herbs or herbs are not just limited to the spice section of the supermarket. You will also find the fresh herbs in the vegetable section of the supermarket. You will find fresh dania, fresh garlic, fresh parsley, fresh basil, mint, all those herbs, even green peppers and red peppers, ginger, all those are just wonderful for flavors. With my relative, I still had not convinced her that she could really have a wonderful tasty meals for the rest of her life without really going overboard with the salt. We went to the open air market, and that's where we found so many other spices and herbs. Cloves, like I said, green peppers, red peppers, fresh ginger, dania, parsley, just to name a few. Then we went even further and found an Indian section of town, and we went to the spice section of that open air Indian market. And believe me, every country in Africa seems to have an Indian community, and they brought spices from the country of origin, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. And these communities use spices for each and every curry or dal that they use or cook. And believe me, they have spices for every taste and occasion. And you will be spoiled for choice. Take a walk to the Indian section of your city and you will be pleasantly surprised. When we got home with my relative, I had to teach her, or she had to relearn, how to cook without salt. Errors, yes, I know. For most middle and low income African households, the main food staple is usually a starch, such as a maize meal, a rice, cassava, or if you're from Eastern Africa like Uganda, you have them bananas, the matokes. Now, the staple in this household is usually eaten with an accompaniment. And it is this accompaniment that is the problem. The accompaniment can be, oh, maybe a vegetable, a meat stew, a bean stew, or a sauce. The current trend is to cook the accompaniment with a lot of fat or oil, and then added the salted spices. And we don't even stop there. We go even further and we add salt during cooking. So you've added lots of oil, lots of salted spice, and then you add salt on top of it, and you have a double dose of salt. And the worst thing is, when the food goes to the table, then more salt is added on the plate. So a person who does not cook their own food may even think they're adding very little salt to their food, but they're getting a lot of salt. They're getting more salt than they need. If you ask me, they're getting a triple dose of salt. Yes, a triple salt dose. So, for teach my relative on how to cook without salt, this is what we did. Let's say in majority of middle and low income household, the usual cooking method for vegetables or meat or chicken sauce or stew is to cut onions and then fry them in a lot of oil or lard. Usually, someone will use two tablespoonfuls of oil or fat. And as the onions are cooking, they are really just swimming there, frying away. And then we add some tomatoes, and they stew a little bit. And then we add the salted spices. And here there are many brands, as I said. And from here, then the vegetables are added, or you add your meat and beans, and you continue cooking. And that's what is eaten with the accompaniment for the family's staple. And as I said, salt is added later on in the table. Now, the new way of cooking without salt, it is really just really simple, and even you can cook with half of the oil. So, for example, cut the onions and fry them in a half a teaspoon. Yes, half a teaspoon of oil. That's all you need. Half a teaspoon is enough. Add the cut tomatoes and let the mixture simmer until the tomatoes are very, very soft. Add a little bit of water and let the tomatoes and onions simmer. And then divide this tomato-onion mixture into two or three batches. The first batch, in a separate saucepan, add your vegetables, and whether it is green spinach or kales, carrots, whatever it is. And here's where you're going to add your non-salted spices like curry powder, green leafy vegetables like kales or spinach go very well with curry powder. And you cook those until they're cooked, and you set them aside. Remember, we've not added any salt here. The second batch of tomato and onion mixture, you add your chicken or your meat, whatever you like here, and you add your second non-salted spice like thyme or mixed herbs or cumin, coriander, and let it cook as you would normally would, and set it aside. Remember, again, we've not added any salt here. The third batch of tomato and onion jar is where you can now add your beans or any legumes, and you can add your third non-salted spice, such as parsley, cumin, turmeric, anything that you like here. Again, no salt has been added. Obviously, you can use any spice of your choice as long as it is not salted. And then when you set this food at the table, this is where a little salt can be added by the person who's going to eat. This method of cooking demonstrates how easy it is to eliminate salt during cooking, and the person is given a renewed independence on deciding how much salt they are able to put on their plate. The person actually decides for themselves, and they are responsible for their own salt intake and for their own health. They cannot blame anybody here. Now, if you are a person who likes to visit restaurants or dine out at restaurants, it is possible to eat out in restaurants. There are tricks one can use to avoid consuming a lot of salt or hidden salt at the restaurants. Now, if you're ordering from a menu, a trick you can use is to request that your food be prepared without salt. Yes, you are making the order, and the order instructions to the chef in the kitchen is to no added salt to the food. And then when the food is presented to you, you are at freedom to add a little salt to your food. You have the independence and the choice. Another trick you can use is choose food that requires minimal preparation, such as baked, roasted, or broiled meat or chicken. You can request that the sauce for that dish be served on the side, and then you use it sparingly. Try lemon juice, vinegar, and oil for salad dressing, or request that the regular salad dressing be served on the side, and then use it very sparingly. I usually recommend lemon juice together with vinegar and oil, and that way you don't run the risk of using too much regular salad dressing. Another trick is choose fresh fruit or fruit juice as an appetizer. Those appetizers are really big traps with lots of salt in them. They do taste delicious, I'll give you that. But try to order fruit or fruit juice as an appetizer. Choose also beverages that are low in salt. Coffee, tea, milk, lemonade. Avoid things like tomato juice or vegetable juice because they are always added salt in them. If you are going to order a sandwich, have the chef make fresh meat for you, like cooked chicken or boiled chicken or boiled meat, and avoid ordering the luncheon meat like the ham, the pastrami, anything that is pink, okay? Please request fresh fruit, or if you're going to order French fries, request the chef not to put any salt on the fries and ask for lettuce, tomato, and onion for your sandwich instead of the pickled cucumbers or any pickles in the sandwiches that they serve at restaurants. And potato chips, just don't order them at all. Okay. Try to order for dessert, sherbet, jello, or fruit for dessert. And avoid the high sodium items like the pies and the pastries. Remember, they are also made with the baking soda or bicarbonate of soda. And those ones, as we talked about earlier, they have really high sources of sodium. What about those fast food restaurants? They're all over, pretty much in every corner, in the city centers, in the neighborhoods. The best thing is avoid eating in fast food restaurants because most menu items have very high sources of salt. But if you have to, I know life is like that. If you have to go inside a fast food restaurant and eat in it, order a plain sandwich and you ask the person behind the counter to remove or not to put pickles, ketchup, mustard, and cheese or any of those special sauces. What you can do instead is ask for extra tomato, lettuce, and onion, all right? And it will help with the plain meat, chicken, whatever you've ordered there. But please avoid the mustard, the cheese, the special sauces, and the pickles. Those are a big, big trap for you. And obviously, in these fast food restaurants, there is the classic French fries. Order your French fries, but always ask them to not put salt in the French fries. Always ask for unsalted French fries. If it is not possible, then your best bet is just ask for a salad and use the oil and vinegar and lemon juice as a dressing. All right? If you are in a restaurant that has a salad bar, this is a place where you can really, really eat well and also eat very, very badly. Choose fresh vegetables or canned or fresh fruits as a major part of the meal at the salad bar. Again, choose oil and vinegar and lemon juice for the salad dressing. Please, please, at these salad bars, you will find so many side orders like the bacon bits, the pickles, the cheese, and the luncheon meat and the meat salad. Those are the ones that you want to avoid at all costs. Remember, you can't taste the salt, but it is there. It is there. Especially those bacon bits, they are really high in monosodium glutamate. All right, next is the banquets. Yes, for those listeners who go to the high-end hotels and you have banquets, whether it is a big workshop, this is also another big trap for you. Here is where you can have lots of salad, use the vinegar, oil, and lemon juice again. Eat lots of fruits, lots of vegetables. And as I said, if it is in a hotel and you know ahead of time there will be a big banquet or a big buffet, please ask the hotel ahead of time to prepare a low-salt dish for you and the chef will gladly comply. Again, there are cocktail parties for the high-end listeners. This is where you will have really big traps set for you. You don't realize it, but if you look carefully, there are high cocktails with really high sources of salt, like the Bloody Marys, the Vichy water, the margaritas. They are served in really fancy glasses. And what is on the rim of that glass? It is a rim of salt. So as you sip your margarita, you are taking fresh salt in high quantities. And that is what you want to avoid. So at cocktail parties, I really recommend trying to drink things like, okay, wine, fruit juices, beer, but lots of water with that. Also, eat lots of fresh fruit, vegetables, and the natural cheeses. Please, please, please avoid the pickled foods and the sauces that come with cocktail parties. They are big, big sources of salt. And you'll be surprised that the next day you really look puffy and all swollen up. What about for the listeners who are traveling? Airlines have really come a long way with, trying to please all their types of travelers. And one of the way they do this is that you can order a low sodium airline meal just by calling the airline reservation line 24 hours before you take off, and you order your low sodium or low salt airline meal. Yes, the airline companies now have nutritionists and dietitians on board to advise on these issues of special diets and special menus. And so you shouldn't force yourself to eat a high salt airline meal. All right, now let's talk about physical exercise. Everything that I've told you so far will not lower your blood pressure if you do not engage in any form of physical exercise. Remember, to control blood pressure, you need to engage in some physical activity or physical exercise. Take a walk, go swimming, jump up and down if you have to, but don't be sedentary. Don't sit for long hours. Losing weight will also drastically reduce blood pressure, but it will not eradicate it. Listeners, I know it. It's difficult, but if you ignore your doctor's advice on blood pressure, it will result in severe side effects. Blood pressure will later damage different organs in the body and can lead to stroke and even death, which I don't think is what you want to happen. I usually tell my students, think of blood pressure as the pipes in your house, full of water, and the pressure is high inside those pipes. What will happen? Eventually, a pipe will break and water will spew out everywhere. Now, that's the same concept in your body. Once the pressure builds up inside your blood vessels, something is bound to go wrong. Please don't wait to find out what it is, because usually it is life-threatening. Dear listeners, that's all I have for you today. Remember, just because a doctor has put you on a low-salt diet does not mean that you can eat bland food. On the opposite, it is the beginning of a new journey to rediscover the joy of tasty food using spices and herbs. That is because low-salt does not have to be bland and tasteless. It can be actually really delicious food. Until next time, listeners, remember to eat healthy so you can live healthy. Bye for now. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in at Health Talk Radio Africa. I hope you have enjoyed today's program and will join us for the next episode. If you have any questions or comments, contact me directly via email, which is healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Remember, at Health Talk Radio Africa, we discuss health and nutrition issues that affect Africa. We offer practical solutions from the experts. Please subscribe to the program and share with friends. This way the program can be more visible and help as many people as possible. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, wishing you a fantastic time.